This is a summary of a conversation that I had in a shop in Jerusalem, Israel, with two gentlemen. And they are Jewish believers. And this is, I'm going to give you a summary of the dialogue. And so I asked Jonathan, and the first thing he says is, we want the truth. I opened up by telling him about the conversation briefly with the customs official in order to get a tourist visa into Israel. And the fact that I do journalism and that there is so much lying going on. He said, we want the truth. We are searching without belief, without trust and love and peace. It is very dark here now, and there are people searching for the light. He has been saved for 15 years. Our belief is to do what God wants us to do. We are a secret. We keep away from the media. And we're looking for hearts. We operate from the heart for the Lord. The Lord has to move on our hearts. We don't want the attention of men. We've been having Bible studies at soup kitchens. We help those who need assistance. We work from the heart. We are not a public ministry. They have money given to them in gifts. And some, he said, people will come in with gifts, $20,000, $50,000, and they do not accept them because they want to make a public show of them. And our Lord said, let your giving be done in secret. Don't let your right hand know what your left hand is doing. These people want to publicize their ministry and put a name on it, and it is a mitzvah to do it in quiet. It quiet gives from the heart. They are undercover. They have home gatherings, and they instruct in Hebrew, Arabic, Russian, and Ethiopian. Their teachings are in those, and Bibles are in those four languages. It's a Hebrew, it's Israeli. Then I asked him, how did he see what was happening here in this area? And his pastor has seen great disaster coming and persecution. They also have seen and know that persecution has come against those who follow the Lord in the United States, and that it is going to increase. Jerusalem and Israel are the keys to the return of the Messiah. If you do not understand that Jesus was an Orthodox Jew practicing Judaism, you do not have a context for the understanding of what Jesus was speaking about for end time prophetic dialogue. It is not there. Your context is Roman. If it's come out of a Roman Catholic or any of the knockoffs of Roman Catholic, which would be the whole Protestant movements, etc. You need to understand that the Jews are the keys. And they're the prophetic, they're indicating the prophetic timetable and the moving of history towards the return of the Messiah. If you don't understand this, you're understanding of prophecy is off. All right, we are. I asked him, where did he think we were? He said, well, we are in the end time of history. God is moving in Israel and the church is growing and belief is strong. These people witness to those who are in, and there is great darkness here, by the way, in this land and in this city. And their target now as a church is to be the light, to go to those in darkness, someone who's not a believer but is searching, and there are hearts more searching, and the Holy Spirit is moving in hearts. they need with the, he their intention is to do right, to do what is right for the people, and to show them the truth. They need peace and cannot find it in any other way. The right to do the best for the people, that they need the truth. They need peace because it cannot work. Peace is our gasoline. We need to pray that God's peoples, the family and friends, that they be with God and work for Him with no worries. He provides. Peace is important. It's very important. And all of Israel is going to be saved when He comes. Jesus is working to do our part. Jesus is working, and we're working with Him to do our part. And He needs to open eyes and get more understanding in lives. Love, joy, happiness, all these things come from God. Even the Orthodox recognize these things and what God is doing. We are working against fear, especially in the Orthodox's lives. The Orthodox have a real deep-seated fear, and we need to show them the life and the love and the positive beauty of God is good. He is working. We need to have a positive message. When people are bound up in fear and they're a stronghold, even when they hear the name of Yeshua the Messiah, they need to know that perfect love of God that casts out all fear. When men have the fear of men and the approval of men, they need to know that the approval of God far surpasses that and can help them in overcome and walk in the light and the truth of His love. Anyway, I asked Him some sort of negative things. That's how we got on the first thing. And He said, no, there's so much darkness here. We want to keep our message alight. And this is, and I shared with Him a dream I had had last week. And it's called The Blue Light in the Altar. And so it was good, and we prayed. He blessed me, and also showed me a rabbi was selling a, he had a shop, a silk rug with all these hearts. It was hand done, quite beautiful. If anyone is interested, the rabbi is selling it as a family heirloom piece for his daughter's wedding. He wants to throw a wedding, and the price is share. Very expensive. It's all handmade, hand silk tied. It's quite beautiful. It has hope and joy and hearts, very detailed, extremely detailed, with flowers worked in all around a center emblem. It's $2,500 for the rabbi's daughter's wedding. If you're interested, please contact me at info@katieperlministries.com. That was the Lionsgate.